everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street.
Home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, how to celebrate Easter in style at Walt Disney World.
Yes, well, Easter is not quite as big as, let's say, Christmas, holidays, or Halloween is at Walt Disney World. There is still a celebration that happens, and it's pretty cool to be there at that time.
I like it as a holiday.
I would say it's bigger than St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But not as big as Christmas or Halloween.
Well, this year they're in very close succession, so I'm excited to see what Easter stuff Disney has going on while we're there. I'm personally more excited for this than St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's probably because there's more things going on right in the hotels. Although they do have some St. Patrick's Day things in the hotels, but not as much as Easter.
But I do love the Grand Floridian at Easter.
Now, before we get into styling for Easter, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So here's what is happening. So from the Grand Floridian Resort to the Contemporary Resort, Beach Club Resort, and other hotels, primarily deluxe resort hotels, you will find elaborate Easter egg displays in the lobbies, and I'm sure you've seen them in past years on social media. This year, there are some pretty cool ones as well. They are up right now, and a couple of years ago, I think it was 2022, they started what is now an instant favorite for us.
Yes, the
Easter Cottage.
Yes, reminiscent of the Grand Floridian's gingerbread house. They sell basically Easter delectables, and everything they've got going on, I would argue in some cases, is better than their Christmas snacks. In some cases, I am going to make that statement because I find the Christmas stuff is a lot of chocolate and this is a really diverse selection of things to choose from, which I like.
Now, I know you loved the carrot cake last year. Was it coffee carrot cake? Because that's what it is this year.
It was coffee cream cheese carrot
cake. Okay, so it is the same thing this year.
It was so good. I might be wrong, but whatever I had last year, that was delicious, and I'm very excited that it's back.
And I also noticed that this year they did extend the hours of the Easter Cottage, which is great, because last year it was something like 11 till 6. It wasn't as long. Now, mind you, the lines aren't as long as the gingerbread either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
But just be aware that if it's raining outside, it might not be the best time to stop in at the Grand and grab your
Easter treats. I think it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This year.
Oh, that's a lot longer
then. Yeah, so that's a lot better.
There we go. Good job, Disney.
But it's not just the Easter eggs in the lobbies and the treats at the Grand Floridian Resort. There are other things going on at this time of year to celebrate Easter. For example, Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny are usually out for character meetings and greetings.
Really? I don't even think I knew that.
Yeah, they pop up in different places. They've been at Magic Kingdom before and so on and so forth. And it's very cute if you get to see them. It's a good rare. If you are someone who likes rare photo ops and you're there around the Easter, I'm not even sure if they're out yet this year. I have not seen anyone with photo ops for them.
Why doesn't Disney put that in their commercial?
Easter's right at the end of the month this year, right? So March 31st, I believe, is Easter Sunday.
Yeah, Easter Sunday is the 31st.
So yeah, might be closer to that
time.
Happy
April Fool's Day, guys.
We'll keep you posted. We're going to be there we're there right now, actually. By the time you're listening, we're recording a day before, but as this is released, we are at Walt Disney World right now. So of course, check our social at 1923 Main Street for the latest updates. But that is one rare photo op that you can get. And speaking of Easter weekend, if you are visiting that weekend, there is a Magic Kingdom Easter parade. Only around that weekend.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I know it's not as big of a deal as Christmas or Halloween, but how would they go about doing an Easter party?
I believe they do the Easter parade. They sort of tag it onto Festival Fantasy, I believe. I've not been
that
there
makes sense.
For many years on Easter Sunday.
An Easter parade, I can see. An Easter party, however, would be a little bit less exciting than a Christmas one.
Yeah. And then over at Epcot, they not quite a party, but they do have the Eggstravaganza scavenger hunt.
Yes, Epcot loves their scavenger hunts, which means I love Epcot at very specific times of the year.
So that is something to do in the parks if you can't catch the parade or see Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny. And also, I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but they have in the past at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. There is an Easter egg hunt on the lawn. And if you're staying there, super fun for the kids to get up and do that.
But that's why I love Easter at the Grand. I think most holidays are fantastic at the Grand Floridian because it's themed Victorian, which is sort of more of the grandness of the holiday because yeah, most holidays
it's that
are
nostalgic Walt Disney exactly. sort of vibe.
But
right?
most holidays are old. That's why they're traditions. That's why you do them all the time because they've been going on for ages. So to be at the Grand Floridian, it just fits with the holidays because it's so cultured and it's so rich in its history as well. So they work together very nicely. So that's always exciting for me. And that's also how I style my fashion. When I'm at the Grand
yeah,
Floridian
I was going
to
say that. Let's talk about styling. So if you like to dress up for, well, really anything. I mean, if you like to, there's different ways of dressing up for Disney holidays, right? We talk about Christmas. We talk about that a lot. It is the Style Podcast, of course, now. But Easter's a little extra special. Now, I don't know if I can do style for Easter. I never really have because when I picture something I would wear, I sort of picture the Dapper Dans as being an Easter look. I don't know why. Why is that?
Okay, well, I don't know that you need to be sporting your full Dapper Dan suit in the park.
I don't have a Dapper Dan suit, I have to admit.
I don't disagree that if you own one, it's Easter themed because those
it's the colors, I think. They look like Easter eggs.
But they remind me of Mary Poppins, and Mary Poppins gives me like Grand Floridian. And I don't know why, it just gives me Easter vibes.
So what would you recommend for someone who wants to style? You know, we talk about this a lot. You don't have to go crazy into full outfit. It could be accessorizing or whatever. But what would you say to style for Easter?
I mean, I'm going to state the obvious here. Pastels are a big thing. Pastels specifically, I know technically this year it's March, but in April, pastels are sort of a very typical thing in fashion that they come around again and again. And even if you look at what the stores are selling Easter themed, if you look at what they're pushing for little kids, it's all usually very cutesy, very light, springy, and pastel-y is at the base of all of these styles. So even just incorporating a lighter tone piece rather than something bright would give you more of that Easter vibe.
And I mean, for kids, you really could. If you're close to Easter Sunday, Easter weekend itself, Good Friday, you could also go Easter Bunny. I mean, there are Easter Bunny costumes for kids, right? With a little basket and see what cast members might give you.
I suppose
with a little Easter basket.
Personally, I just love all the little kid dresses that have the Easter Bunny printed on them or little eggs all over that they sell, and you buy one every year because your kid grows out of it. But
now, do you have any advice for what I might wear?
Like I said, light colors.
Do I have anything like that? So I'm not one to go out and buy things, but I know a ton of you listening are and a ton of our friends are. And
I
know Amelia, I was going to say, I know you are. I mean, I like designing the kind of clothes we sell, which is more graphic tee type things and printed all over print patterns.
We have a couple of nice dresses.
But we have not done anything Easter specific. So maybe next year at 1923 Main Street, we will do an Easter line and even a St. Patty's line. There are things we have not done in the past. But hey, let us know. If you want to see it, we'll give it a go next year with some brand new collections.
Yeah, give us our ideas.
But as it stands, so Easter dresses and things like that, and you talk about pastels, maybe that's why I don't know if the Dapper Dans are pastel, but they're certainly in that vein.
Yeah, I would consider them pastel. I think even based on the contrast between the color and the white, it sort of evens out to like a pastel.
It reminds me of a painted Easter egg, you know?
I'm color mixing in my mind. The brightness of the red, because they're so thin on the white background, it's like, oh, it evens out to a nice little pastel. I think anything, I don't want to say churchy, because I think that's going a bit far, but anything just slightly Sunday best-like fits the Easter vibe as well.
And you still want to be able to walk the parks.
Easter, I like to think of it as the sunrise. It's like it just gives me the same energy as a sunrise. You know, it's very calming. It's light. You have your cute little kids running around. People are excited. A new beginning.
I can see that.
It's spring usually. So I see spring new beginnings.
So if you're looking to get
I
in
sound
the
like
Easter
my gritty
spirit,
teacher.
Especially at your resort, especially if you're staying at a deluxe resort that has a lobby with Easter items.
And if you're not, check them out. Try some of their Easter food. They're really good.
But I'm thinking of posing in the ambiance with the eggs. I mean, a lot of people take pictures of the eggs and
I'm
things.
I'm saying
but
head to the deluxe resorts to take photos with the eggs.
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun doing that. They're very cute. Especially if you're in your, I was going to say, in your Sunday best. See, it's that sort of, that is the Easter vibe. It is Easter Sunday. It is churchy in a way.
I don't know how many people do Easter cards, but if you're doing your Easter Instagram post, then I think the deluxe resorts are a great place to stop by.
So there you have it. How to style your Easter outfit without going crazy or going overboard. You don't necessarily have to go out and buy something, but hey, if you like to go out and buy things, it's another opportunity using Disney as an excuse to get a new wardrobe, which Amelia tries to do constantly.
Disney's has their fair share of Easter merchandise and things, so if you're out of luck, I'm sure you can pick something up.
Yes, of course they do. So there you have it. That is the style news for this week. And happy Easter to you if you're going to be there around that time or even before.
It's crept up on us this year.
It has indeed.
I was like, wow, I need to buy some Easter outfits.
I mean, we talked about this. St. Patrick's Day, Flower and Garden Festival, Easter. There's a lot going on at Walt Disney World in the month of March.
What is Walt Disney World going to do in the month of April?
They're going to chill and get ready for Mother's Day.
Epcot's going to have a festival.
It's going to have a festival. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. As always, follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. And follow along our post this week, live from Walt Disney World Resort. We'll see you again next week and have a magical day.
Bye-bye.